And now, it's time for the Talk of the Northwest, the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes on Highland Radio.
Hello and a very good morning to you. You're very welcome along to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. It's the penultimate one before Christmas, isn't it? Of course, tomorrow being Christmas Eve, but we are in full Christmas spirit today. We do have Community Guard information for you, though. That's very important. We have that for you every Tuesday. But we brought it forward, so after we have a run through some of the newspapers, we shall have Garda Grainne in studio with all the very latest appeals and information from An Garda Síochána Síochána. Later on, we are giving away a car. It's worth over €35,000. Tickets are still available, by the way. If you want to go onto our website, highlandradio.com, or call us on 07491 25000, you could be in that draw. Tickets are €15 for one. A tenner each if you buy five, right? So you could still win that car today. Very exciting. Daniel O'Donnell will be on the show. Looking forward to having a chat to him as we reflect on 2025, Christmas, and of course 2026. What's he intending to do with his the more time he might have to himself as he takes the foot off the gas just a little bit. And we've got loads of other prizes to give away as well too. I'll run through them for you in the next wee while. We're just going to invite you on for a little chat to beat the intro, I suppose you could call it, beat the Christmas intro. We're going to play a Christmas song and see if you can guess what it is. But hey, you know what? It's Christmas. If you get this far, you'll probably end up winning something. And of course, we've got live music and conversation. We've drawn from some of the most talented musicians across the Northwest, and they're going to be joining us for conversation and chat. So that's all coming up as a beautiful radio experience for you. But if you want to watch the show, maybe it suits you. Maybe you've this week off and you're at home. Well, you can watch us on your smart TV or your Fire Stick. If you've bought a TV in the last number of years, it's got the YouTube app on it, as your Fire Stick does, or your Google streaming device. You just open that up, type in Highland Radio, and here we are streaming. You can watch all of our live performances, Daniel O'Donnell, the car draw, everything. So no excuses. Now, let's get to the newspapers. We'll have a quick run through them. Derry People, Donegal News: golf club blindsided by AIB loan sale. This is the story that Letterkenny Golf Club has moved to allay concerns to its members after it emerged AIB is to sell on the club's loan in a matter of months. The committee of management and members have been left blindsided by the move, which was revealed just days ago at the club's annual general meeting. The AGM on December 16th heard of the current financial position of the club and was told of the concerning news of AIB's decision to sell the club's loan to a company called Everyday Finance in March 2026. I had dealings with a company called Everyday Finance a long time ago. I'm not sure if it's the same company. I'm not suggesting it is, but that's what it was called. And not a very pleasurable experience, I have to say. But I'm not saying it's that company. Maybe just a company of the same name. The Irish Independent tells us that the science was never really this strong. Was never really his strong point as a health minister. After all, Simon Harris famously failed to grasp the origins of the title of COVID-19 a whole month into the pandemic. This is a feature piece, it would seem, because that's really quite opinionated. It's from Fionnán Sheehan. Remember, this is coronavirus, COVID-19. That means there'll have been 18 other coronaviruses. I forgot he actually said that. But anyway, what the story basically is saying is that the health minister decided not to go for the enhanced flu jab because they did sort of an effectiveness versus cost analysis, and they decided to go out with the regular jab. And now there is some conversation as to whether or not that was the right move or not. But Dr. Anthony Breslin suggested that it wouldn't have made that much a difference in a conversation with us not so long ago. The Irish Times tells us that, and this is a trend we've seen in Donegal for quite some time now, we do get the figures from Tuesdays, on a Tuesday from time to time, and drug driving, drink driving are often very close to being on a par, and in some cases drug driving ahead of drink driving. This has been looked at nationally now, and almost as many people were arrested for driving on the influence of drugs as for drink driving last week. Gardaí said yesterday that 170 people were arrested last week for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Superintendent Stephen McCauley of the Rhodes Policing Unit said the near even split of those found under the influence of drugs and alcohol was a worrying trend. As I say, though, we've seen that trend here for quite some time. Almost 56% of the arrests were in connection with alcohol, while 44% were drug-related. So far this year, 184 people have died on Irish roads, already exceeding the total of 174 in 2024. And maybe because it's complex, maybe it's because you don't really want to give people a helping hand because drugs are illegal. But, you know, I think people have a something of an understanding of alcohol and how long it stays in your system. You know, if you the next morning, if you've been drinking the next morning, you know, you are potentially under the limit. You don't risk it, right? And that could easily head into early afternoon. But then after that, sort of the advice gets a little bit ambiguous and no one really talks about it. Drug driving, how long does cannabis stay in your system? I have no idea. How long does cocaine stay in your system? Maybe they can't talk about it because it's an illegal drug, but if someone takes cocaine on a Friday, is that in their system on Monday and Tuesday? You know, is that when they're being stopped for being under the influence of drugs? I simply don't know. And I'm not. This is not in any way to mitigate or use it as an excuse. I'm saying, really, you'd be mental to take drugs in the first instance, but certainly if you're going to drive, because you don't know when they're out of your system. So that one decision that you've taken on a Friday could have very long-lasting implications for you, potentially, what, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? I don't know, because no one tells you, right? So, and cannabis is the same. How long does cannabis stay in your system for when it's detected on these machines that the Gardaí have? I simply don't know. Sad news from the world of music because, of course, particularly this time of year, Chris Rea is still very relevant. Driving Home for Christmas is one of the standards. You know, there's a few handfuls of songs that get played every year, and that one is right up there with people's favourites as they make their way back to the beautiful Northwest. Well, Chris Rea sadly passed away. He was an icon and has died at the age of 74. A statement from his wife, Joan, and daughters, Josephine and Julia, said, "It is with immense sadness that we announce the death of our beloved Chris. He passed away peacefully in hospital earlier today following a short illness surrounded by his family. It comes just days after Chris shared his final Instagram post featuring a car on a snowy motorway with a road sign reading, 'Driving Home for Christmas with 1,000 memories.' The Middlesbrough-born star captioned the picture, 'Top to toe in tailbacks. If it's a white Christmas, let's hope the journey is smooth.' Chris released his festive hit in 1986 and it went on to become a classic. So may he rest in peace. Sad for his family losing him at this time. The Children's Hospital, it was quite interesting on the show, Lee Gucci's show yesterday. There was a lovely tale of Christmas told as to how Santi and the elves and the reindeers will deliver Christmas presents to the children's ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. And there was a very clever little tongue-in-cheek reference to the National Children's Hospital and that he'll seal no one there this year because it's not open yet. But anyway, it's hoped patients will be in the new National Children's Hospital by Christmas 26, the health minister has said. I'll give you even money on a tenner. The long-awaited hospital was originally due to be completed in 2022, but has failed to meet its deadline 16 times. Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill said she hopes by next Christmas children will be seen in the hospital, but could not give an exact date. She said dates for opening will be down to construction company BAM, as they have moved completion dates back on numerous occasions. I think really what the government needs to do, though, is learn its lessons and start looking at the contracts that it has with contractors in terms of, you know, getting projects finished and, you know, what powers it has in that regard. I don't think it's fair that I don't think it's right that a government can blame a contractor and say, well, hopefully it's open at 2026, but hey, it's up to BAM, whatever BAM decides, or if BAM can do it. Like, that's not really any way to run a country successfully, is it? Whereby you kind of can put it onto a private construction company and you're the people responsible for spending well over $2 billion on it. Do you get where I'm coming from? Like, that's not, in and of itself, that doesn't feel right. Hey, Ant and Dec are going to have a happy Christmas. They are just money machines. And why not? They're actually they're good presenters, a couple of good guys. I'm a Celebrity hosts Ant McPartland and Declan Donnelly have confirmed they've signed a €34 million contract to stay with ITV. The three-year deal revealed by the paper in August runs until 2028, the 30th anniversary of the arrival of their arrival at ITV for Saturday morning show SMTV Live. There's very few bankable people in media. They are bankable. They will produce the revenue through advertisement, the viewing figures, etc. There's, as I say, very few bankable people in the world of you know, celebrity now in England or Ireland, but they're certainly there. And finally, you may have noticed it, I'm nonplussed, but Quality Street fans have hit out at shrinkflation after the weight of a small plastic tub of the sweets was cut this year to a record low of 550 grams containing just 60 chocolates. In the 1980s, the deep 2.5 kilogram metal tins costing around £3 were packed with more than 100 sweets that would last for weeks. Over the decades, the size and weight of the boxes steadily declined to 1.5 kilograms in the 90s, 1.35 in the early 2000s, a kilogram by 2010, 780 by 2013, and 615 grams by 2019. It's now down to 550 grams. But hey, the paper doesn't refuse ink. Obviously, people must be interested in that story, but the plastic bag is the plastic box actually has become irrelevant. Put them in paper, save the planners. All right, that was a quick run through some of the papers on this Christmas Eve. We'll be back with more after the break.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic and medical signals. Call Sheridan Security on 91-26025.
Okay, so it is 20 minutes past nine on this Tuesday, the 23rd of December, and we've brought Community Garda information forward by an hour, so apologies for ruining your lie-in, Grania.
You're all right. I was up early anyway.
Where are you now?
Nearly bird catches the worm and
that's
all that.
That's it. Listen, thanks so much for calling in a little earlier. Right, let's get straight into it, Grania. And Gardaí investigating an assault at Lower Main Street in Letterkenny.
Yes, Gardaí are investigating an alleged assault. This occurred at Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, in the early hours of Saturday the 20th of December in and around 3:30 a.m. So two men were sitting in a parked car at that location. A man approached their car. He requested a lift. And when he was denied the lift, the man then proceeded to assault the passenger of the car. So the injured man attended Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. We're appealing to anybody who may have witnessed this incident or who may have travelled at that location with a dash cam around that time to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 91671100.
Right, now, criminal damage alleged at St Mary's Road in Buncrana.
Yes, this incident happened at St Mary's Road, Buncrana on Saturday the 20th of December at around 6:30 a.m. So an unlocked car was parked up in a car park on St Mary's Road. It was entered. It's rather unusual, actually, this one. Pizza was thrown around inside the car. The car had been rummaged through and changed and pieces thrown around the car, but nothing was stolen from it. So the rear view mirror was broken off the car also. If anybody travelled in that area that morning with a dash cam, we're asking them to please make the footage available to us. Any relevant information should be passed to Gardaí in Buncrana on 932-0540.
Criminal damage next being investigated in Ballybofey.
Yes, this incident happened in a yard in the area of Navaney, Ballybofey, so just beyond the Finn Harps pitch there heading for Dreenan, just a short distance down that road. On Saturday the 20th of December, in and around 3:35 a.m, so a male entered the yard, he gained access to a teleporter. He drove it, the teleporter, around the yard and caused damage to it, to a generator, and substantial damage was also caused to the boundary fence of the yard. So we're appealing to anybody who might have travelled in the areas of Navaney Street or Dreenan between 3:15 a.m. and 4 a.m. on that date with a dash cam to make that footage available to us. Any relevant information should be forwarded to Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071-985-8530. And as for all of our appeals today, the Garda confidential line can be reached on 1800-666-111.
Yeah, and that's one of those ones, if you've seen it, you would know now exactly what we're talking about. So if you have that information, please do pass it on. Donegal Town next.
Yes, this is a criminal damage incident. It happened at Upper Main Street, Donegal Town, at around 3:15 a.m. on Sunday the 21st of December. So the wing mirror of a parked van in that area was removed and then discarded further up the street. So we're appealing to anybody who might have observed, witnessed this incident or have relevant information or dash cam footage from that area to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530.
Now, it's a series, I suppose you could put it, of instances in Letterkenny being investigated.
Yes, so a number of criminal damage incidents occurred in a car park at the Nass Moor apartment block at Carnamugga Upper, Letterkenny, in and around, it was 12:30, so the early hours of Sunday, the 21st of December. Six cars were damaged at that location. The front and rear windscreens of the cars were smashed. So we're appealing to anyone who might have travelled in that area or in the area of Glentane Manor between midnight and 1 a.m. with a dash cam to please make that footage available to us. We're particularly interested in any sightings of a male in foot in the area. He was wearing 3/4-length grey shorts, a green T-shirt and a black body warmer. Any relevant information should be passed to Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100.
That's very distinctive, given the time that this happened, etc.
Yeah, and hopefully, look, I know in the middle of the night there might not be too much traffic on the roads, but hopefully some taxi drivers who would all mostly have dash cam footage might come forward with something
on that.
Yeah,
that would stick out, wouldn't it? Okay. Now, next, a road traffic collision being investigated.
Yes, this road traffic collision occurred on the N14 at Drumcairn Manor, Cunningham, on Wednesday the 17th of December, shortly after 6:30 a.m. This collision involved two pedestrians in a car, so the driver of the car was not injured. The two pedestrians were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. We're appealing to anyone who might have witnessed this collision to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 91 67 100. And if anybody travelled along that route, the Lifford Road, the N14, with a dash cam around that time, we're asking them please to come forward with that also.
Yep, a second investigation into an RTC, this time Rafal.
Yes, we're appealing for witnesses to this collision. It occurred on the R236 at Maharaboy Rafal on Thursday the 18th of December at around 11:15 p.m. So this collision also involved a pedestrian and a car. The driver and the passengers were uninjured, and the pedestrian involved was taken by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Again, if anybody witnessed this collision or if they have any dash cam footage from that area, we ask them to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 91 67 100.
Now, Gardaí, you're trying to track down those that may be responsible for a dangerous driving incident. What's this about, Grania?
Yes, so Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit are investigating a number of dangerous driving incidents that occurred on Sunday the 21st of December in the Stranorlar area involving a red Volkswagen Jetta. So we're seeking dash cam footage from motorists who were in that area or who may have travelled between Lifford and Stranorlar between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. on that date, Sunday the 21st of December. If anybody travelled in the area of the Glebe in particular and Stranorlar on that date with a dash cam between 8:15 and 8:30 p.m, we're asking them to please contact us. The Roads Policing Unit in Letterkenny may be contacted on 91 67 100, or any relevant information alternatively can be passed to Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530.
And whilst that vehicle's not unique, it is quite distinctive, so people should remember that and pass any information on that they might. Operation Tara is an ongoing guard operation around the country and yielded results in this region this week.
Yes, so as part of Operation Tara and ongoing investigations targeting the sale and supply of drugs and related crime in Donegal, Gardaí from the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit conducted an operation on the 19th of December. And during the course of this operation, a residential property in the Letterkenny area was searched. So Gardaí recovered approximately €38,000 worth of controlled drugs, including quantities of cannabis, cocaine, ketamine and ecstasy, pending analysis, as well as a sum of cash. A male youth was arrested and detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act, and he was questioned in relation to this offence, and he has since been released without charge, pending a file for the DPP.
So, it's quite concerning any time there's drugs being seized, but see ketamine in there as well, a drug which is it's an absolute scourge in many, many places, and now we're starting to see it here pop up in seizures pending analysis. It's really quite, really something we should all be really quite concerned about, and that's why Gardaí invite the public to pass on any information. A lot of these discoveries can be sort of tip-led.
Yeah, so we are appealing for anyone who has information in relation to the sale and supply of controlled substances in Donegal or the border region to contact the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit on 91 67 100, any Garda station either, or of course the Garda Confidential Line on 1800 666 111.
Right, this is happening right across the country, of course, and certainly in this part of the world, unfortunately and tragically and sadly, 184 people have lost their lives on Irish roads so far this year. I was trying to sort of put that into some sort of context where people can understand that these aren't just numbers. And you're talking like four or five bus loads, school bus loads of people that are no longer here. It's absolutely...
They're all going to be empty seats, unfortunately, on Christmas Day, you know, at someone's table.
Unbelievable. So listen, the Gardaí, all of us have a responsibility to do as much as we can. Ultimately, you know, a lot of it comes down to the decisions we make as well as motorists, as pedestrians, as road users. And, you know, we can't always shirk responsibility in relation to that. Ultimately, it is us. We can't have a guard in the passenger seat of every vehicle or walking behind us or beside us on every road in the country. So we do have to take ownership of this ourselves as road users as well. But the Gardaí will do their bit, of course, and talk to us about this dedicated road traffic enforcement operation, Grainne.
Yes, so our Christmas road safety campaign is going on. It's going on throughout the Christmas period. It began on Monday, 1st of December, and it continues until Monday, the 5th of January. This year's Christmas and New Year road safety appeal focuses on the dangers of driving under the influence of alcohol and the devastating loss of life and serious injuries that can cause. So over the past week within the Donegal division alone, there have been 5 arrests for suspected drink driving offences and 3 for suspected drug driving offences. And we will carry out also National Slowdown Day takes place today. I know it's been well advertised. It was advertised yesterday and today. We want to make the public aware of that. So in partnership with the Road Safety Authority and other stakeholders, a 24-hour nationwide speed enforcement operation takes place today, Tuesday the 23rd of December, as part of National Slowdown Day. So it runs from midnight last night, really, till midnight tonight. It's aiming to promote safer driving and reduce speed-related collisions nationwide, coinciding with the increased road use for Christmas. It's a busy time on the roads.
And, so, you know, like, people might judge that based on how many cars are checked and how many cars fail or pass. Really what this does, you would hope, is it makes everyone adjust the driving behaviour today. And we don't know how many lives that might save.
Exactly.
But that's, you know, it's not necessarily about how many cars that are scanned, how many fail, how fast they're going. That's important, right? But this is the busiest day for traffic on the roads, or certainly one of the busiest days. And if people know there is this type of campaign, it just either consciously or subconsciously, hopefully, make sure that they check themselves because they don't know what's around the corner in terms of enforcement.
And you have some people that I see on Facebook, there are some people wondering, why is it advertised in advance? You know, why is this put out there and why is it not just done and not people not made aware of it?
But as
you say,
it's
about slowing people down. And also when days like this are advertised, it gets the message out there, you know. It puts the idea into their head, and as you said, subconsciously it would make you slow down, you know, when you know that these
because
operations
this is,
are taking
as I
place.
Say, you know, 50,000 people landing in Dublin Airport today, more in Knock, everywhere. They have to go around the country in cars or buses, whatever it might be. So anyway, sorry, go on.
No,
then.
You're okay. So as I mentioned already, our Christmas road safety campaign is going on. So during week 3, nearly 5,400 drivers were detected for speeding offences across the country, and by Garda Síochána and static safety cameras. That's the speed vans that you see along the road also, and the static safety cameras, and by our partners Go Safe. So one of the notable top speeds detected was 144 kilometres per hour in an 80 kilometre per hour zone on the R239 in Fawn, County Donegal. That was within the past week. So we're appealing to everybody, anybody who's taken to the roads over the Christmas period, please slow down, take extra care and give your driving your full attention. Don't drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Wear your seatbelt and please leave your phone well out of reach when you're driving. Leave it out of temptation, you're out of view. The last thing we want at any time of the year or Christmas time or the New Year period is to have to call to anybody's home with devastating news. So, you know, and as you said already, the guards can't be everywhere. It's not possible. We can do our bit, but we're urging all road users to please play their part also and to act responsibly.
Did we have this question already about...
We did before, yeah. It was back a number of months ago, yeah.
I don't think it was that long ago. Is it legal to have bright white lights on the back of a tractor shining up while driving along the road? Now, I mean, the lights are there to shine down on the equipment at the back for reversing and all that type of stuff. But anyway, you know what the law is in relation to this.
So these bright white lights that this caller's referring to, they're worker ploughing lamps. They're fitted to the back of agricultural tractors and self-propelled machinery. It's to give extra visibility when you're working on the farm. They can be used in a private area, so in a field or maybe the yard of the farm only. It's illegal to use those lights while you're on the public road, so they must be switched off before you leave the farm to go onto the public road. So if anybody, should anybody encounter this, just contact, you know, take the registration number off the tractor and contact the Garda station.
Really, listen, farmers aren't, as well too, just double check before you pull off your land that you've switched them off.
It could, look.
Do you know
could,
what I mean?
It could like, be a case yeah. that they're just forgetting
and
to switch them off.
And normally they're pitched downwards for a reason. But anyway, okay, it's obviously vexed a listener there. And listen, the law's there because obviously there is a... Right now, I think you want to take a moment to thank me.
Well, to thank you and to thank everybody at Highland Road. Well, thank you.
Script.
Right, well, okay. I want to take this opportunity.
Yeah. But no, I want you to put extra words in there.
Well,
in front of me, I want the word wonderful.
Well, I didn't mention your name at all, I don't think.
Okay.
I just said everyone.
Well, I'll be getting quite
actually
used
did.
To that at this
I did
stage.
Actually yesterday, and then I deleted it, and
I don't
said everybody at
Highland.
To be honest, I do wish you a happy Christmas. I wish you a happy Christmas and everybody.
Do you know what I'm going to start doing? I'm just going to thank all of the guards for coming in. Stuff you.
Well,
no. I won't say we're joined now by Garda Granny de Hire. I say we're joined by all the guards.
That could be your New Year's resolution. Now you can do that in a new year. Oh, dear.
Sorry, you were going to say that.
I do wish you a happy Christmas, Greg. Of course I do. And everybody at Highland Radio
and
your listeners also.
Of course, and we appreciate it. And there is an important message too for people out there about the role of the Gardaí and how life can be a little bit tougher at Christmas in certain circumstances. And just to remind people, Granny, I know you want to, that the Gardaí are there.
We are, yeah. So to all your listeners, I want to let them know we are here to help over the Christmas New Year period. If you're a victim of domestic abuse, if you have concerns for the safety and well-being of family, friends, neighbours, if you're struggling for any reason, please don't hesitate to contact us. We'll do everything we can to help you. The following Garda stations will be opening 24/7 over the Christmas period. Letterkenny can be reached on 91 67 100, Milford 91 53 060, Buncrana 932 0540, and Ballyshannon 071-985-8530 and 999 or 112 in the event of an emergency. And can I just say one last thing? I haven't got it in my notes.
Yes.
Just over the past few weeks, I'm on the community policing unit, mm-hmm. and I do be out, you know, visiting for different reasons, vulnerable people, elderly people, living alone. And it struck me over the last few weeks, a number of elderly people in particular had said to me that all year they dread the weekend. That's a number of them have said the same sentence to me now. And the first lady that actually said it to me, I couldn't understand why, but she said it's the only time that the postman doesn't come. Do you know, she doesn't see anybody, that the postman doesn't even come to the door. So I just ask people, maybe if you have somebody nearby who's living alone, just even give them a wee phone call over the Christmas. It means so much to somebody that's totally alone over Christmas. Call into them. It may feel awkward if it's somebody that you don't usually visit or that, but you know, just do, please do reach out this year. If you know of somebody who's alone, call into them or give them a wee phone call.
There's lots of pressure on people to donate here, there and everywhere, and the pressures of Christmas and all of that, and resources can be tight. But I'll tell you, the most inexpensive and cheapest gift you could give everyone doesn't cost anything at all. And you can imagine, I know because I've spoken to people as well, Grania, you kind of lose track of what time of the day it is.
You
know what I mean? Is it morning? Is it afternoon?
Yeah.
Is it evening? And it's not because, it's just purely because there's no structure. And we've all become used to a structure and we give out about having to get up for work at times and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, for people, I was told about talking to a shop, and in the staff room, there's a sign saying, please be nice, particularly to our older customers, because you might be the only person they speak to today.
Well, that's true. That is true.
You know, that really brings it home. And for some, it's the postman.
Yeah, well, for some, that really struck me, to be honest. It struck me. I thought it was heartbreaking to hear. I thought, you know, if that's the only face that they look, that may be the only person that they see all day. So for people like that, Christmas will be an exceptionally lonely period. As you say, between Christmas and the New Year, you could be surrounded by family and friends. You're in limbo. You don't know what day it is. But then you can imagine how exceptionally long that period of time is for somebody who's alone and lonely, you know. So just please, look, reach out. Give somebody, even a 5-minute phone call could mean, you know, it could mean a lot to them.
You don't want to be wishing it away. And, you know, you talk about the phone calls. We were chatting recently to, I'll get the information, but it's one of the organisations, and part of the service they provide is ringing people, literally just ringing people.
Yeah.
And there was a massive waiting list just to have, of older people, and not necessarily older people, seeking just a bit of a conversation on the phone.
Yeah, there's a number of those type of services, a good morning service and alone, and they give people the phone, check in with them once a day, you know. Yeah.
Right, okay. Listen, very important. So if you can, spare a little bit of your time. It could be the greatest gift you give this Christmas. Thank you very much, Grant.
No problem, and happy Christmas,
Greg. Happy Christmas to you too. Are you all set?
I'm all set, surely. Okay. Of course I'm all set.
Do you do the whole turkey and all that stuff?
Well, I'm sort of more of a microwave woman, to be honest.
So but a snack box.
Ah, well, now I might rustle something up, but it will be turkey. I don't know how edible it's going to be, but it'll be turkey, yeah. The once a year I put my apron on.
Don't tell me it's one of those comedy aprons, is it? All right, if you want to see her... No, I'm only joking. All right, we'll be back in the new year then. So not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday afterwards. Yeah, Tuesday.
It'll be the Tuesday afterwards, Tuesday, yeah. The 6th, it'll be the 6th.
Yeah, okay, look forward to that. Thank you very much, Grant.
Thank you, Greg.
Now, coming up very shortly, we've got live music with Mark O'Donnell from Glent. He's really looking forward to that. But I just want to let you know that we have lots to give away on the programme today, not least a blooming car. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But also, too, we're going to be inviting you, the listeners, on. We already have contestants from yesterday. We're inviting you to text in today as well, WhatsApp or text or call. The usual numbers, your name and where you're from, if you're prepared to come on air and see if you can identify a Christmas song. And what have we got up for grabs? A €25 voucher for Century Cinemas in Letterkenny. A €50 voucher for Joe McGee Butchers, Letterkenny. Now, Joe McGee Butchers have all the needs to make Christmas dinner extra special this year. If it's a fresh whole turkey or a turkey breast fillet in a vac-pack cooking bag with a cooking pop-up timer, which makes it very handy, doesn't it? They also have delicious ham joints or a succulent dry-aged sirloin steak. You can call into them today. It's the award-winning Joe McGee Butchers, Letterkenny Shopping Centre, where they have all of your Christmas sorted. Right, Wild Up Pack Away 2, we have a prize of a 10-person team-building experience, which is fantastic. And the Wild Up Pack Away, of course, is at the stunning Knockamanna Benz in Mallin. A team building experience for a group of up to 10 people. So this could be family, it could be friends, it could be work colleagues, enjoying an unforgettable alpaca walk together. So you'll get fresh air, great crack, and one of the most scenic backdrops in Donegal. And the great crack too up there as well. We also have a gift voucher for an overnight stay with dinner and B&B for two people at the Shandon Hotel and Spa, Marble Hill, Dunfanaghy. If you've never been there, please, you want to enter just for this alone. It's got a beautiful hotel, it's a beautiful spa, and it overlooks the breathtakingly beautiful Sheephaven Bay, located on the Wild Atlantic Way route, being just a short drive from Dunfanaghy and Hornhead or Letterkenny or wherever you are. We also have family passes to give away for Eclipse Cinema in Lifford. So if you're looking for the perfect last-minute gift, you can get an extra 10% added to all gift cards purchased up until Christmas Eve. And what a lovely prize that is. You know, people love a cinema date. You know, if you're wondering, what could I get that special person? Well, there you go. We also have a Sunday lunch for two adults and two children in the beautiful Harvey's Point Hotel Loch Esk. And it is always a wonderful experience down there. No doubt about that. And last but not least for now, a three-course meal for two in Fars Restaurant at the Villa Rose Hotel and Spa Bala Buffet. Fars has recently been refurbished and relaunched, featuring a fresh new look and redesigned menu. So that's just part of the great prizes that we have. If you want to be in with a chance to win any of those, 086 60 25000, WhatsApp or text your name and where you're from, or give us a call on 07491 25000. You may be coming on air and you may be winning. Live music next. We can say good morning now to Mark O'Donnell. Hiya, Mark.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
Thanks so much for calling up. How are you keeping?
Not too bad. Really appreciate you having me on here.
No,
it's
wow.
Great. Hope it's, to be it's, over it's, in Letterkenny again.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have you on. And come here, talking about your career, it's really cracking on for you. It's kicking on. Some of the highlights have to be opening for the Cronas in Letterkenny. I mean, they're top band, like.
Yeah, it's been an amazing year, kind of looking back. I kind of set myself a few goals at the start of the year and kind of ticked a few boxes near yourself, and yeah, supporting the Cronas in Letterkenny back in October was amazing. It was a really, really cool thing to do, and just being on a big stage like that in a marquee, it was pretty cool. Now, real bucket list thing to be ticked off this year.
What's
definitely.
It like up on that stage? Because I've seen it sort of from the crowd looking up the way, but especially sort of central on the stage, it must be a wonderful sight. It must real hairs on the back of the neck stuff.
Yeah, of course. Like I set myself two goals at the start of the year this year to do, or a few goals, and I said I'd do a headline show this year, and I ended up doing two sold-out headline shows in Dublin, which was pretty cool and very surreal. So there, the first one has been in Whelan's, so that was pretty cool. And then I did another one a few weeks back in the Academy venue in Dublin, and that was really cool. So the obviously it's completely different because those venues are quite small. Well, they're big, and that it's like 150, 200 people, which is amazing. But then going from that to the stage for the Coronas, that was completely different, and it was really surreal. And just standing up there and seeing like so many people listening up, it was definitely definitely something.
Yeah,
that,
they've been on with us a couple of times. They genuinely seem like really nice lads as well.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're really good, and I'm a big fan of them. So it was definitely something that I really loved, and I was delighted and honoured to be able to do.
What is it, the Whelan's? Why is it such a big deal? Is it like the Cavern in Liverpool? Is it just because of its heritage and history? Is it that's what makes it such an important gig?
Yeah, I think Whelan's is just one of, I feel like it's one of the most kind of renowned live music venues in the country, or in the Dublin area anyway. I know there's a few around the country as well, but Whelan's is definitely has such an amazing name, and I just thought Whelan's was such a good one to start off my kind of live headline show career as such. So I just kind of sent the email, and I just kind of jumped the gun, and thankfully it worked out for me. And yeah, hopefully there'll be plenty more now in the new year.
It's amazing. You just have to push yourself.
That's it.
Yourself,
you kind of you have to take the risk, and like it's going to be a risk. I'm kind of worried about, oh, am I going to get the tickets sold? And but you just have to take it, because you don't know if you don't try. And
I was going to say fake it till you make it, but it's not quite
exactly
that, right, because you've got quite
something along those lines.
You've got
yeah,
more to fall back on than maybe I have in terms of faking it. Okay, you're going to do two. Do you want to do your track first or Last Christmas first? So we do Last Christmas first, then build
yeah,
up your
do,
track.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you a little bit
yep
more about that. How's that
yep
sound?
Perfect.
Yeah, all right. So you're switching to the keyboard, are you?
Yeah, I'll go to the keyboard first.
Okay, so talk about throwing a spanner in the works. He was all set to go with the guitar, and then I suggested, no, let's do... well, sorry, I've pulled your mic there so we don't hear you rattling around. What were you going to say?
No, I'm going to sing Last Christmas.
Oh, the keyboard's in front of you. All right.
Keyboard's sorry here, yeah.
Okay. Whenever you're ready,
stand
then. Go on, set it up.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, I gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year and it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, let you fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, I gave it away. This year, save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. A crowded room, friends with tight eyes, hiding from you in your soul of eyes. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on. Me, I guess I was a shoulder to cry on. A face unlovable with fire in his heart. Man undercover, but you tore me apart. You know I found a real love, I'll let you fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, gave it away. This this year to save me from tears. I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. I'll give it to someone special.
Nice one. You were gigging in Glenties last night. What was the buzz like, right? Is everyone sort of home and out? Yeah. Is it that kind of a...
Yeah, it was a really nice idea we had a few weeks ago, me and my friends. Kind of thought that we'd do something kind of at home, because I do a lot of my stuff in Dublin, so it was kind of nice to give back to something at home as well, and kind of showcase some of the local talent as well. So I had Kevin Lachlan, I had Kevin Heron, and I had Granny Gavigan as well. Wow. Along with me last night. And it was a really nice, intimate gig in Glenties in the Lunacy Creative Arts Centre on the main street there. And yeah, we raised some money for Northwest Off, which is a mental health organisation based in the Northwest. And I haven't counted up the money yet, but we raised a lot. So it's a really, really nice thing to do.
What's the story over Christmas? Where are you gigging? Is it whereabouts?
I've been kind of busy the last couple of Christmases, so I kind of decided this year I'd kind of step back. So I'm a primary school teacher as well. So I'm working full time, so I kind of said I'd take a step back. Yeah. Until I have to.
I'm only joking. Teachers work hard. I could never, ever do it. So I'm only messing. Right. So you released Break Your Heart in April, which did well for you. And your new track out now is Can't Go Back. You released that early December. You're going to perform that for us now. How is that going for you?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, that was a really nice song that I started writing a couple of weeks back, and I kind of instantly fell in love with the idea of it because I wrote it about my grandparents. They passed away when I was only 15 back in 2016. I'm 25 now. Hmm. But basically another family lives in their house now, and that's kind of a hard thing to accept, and it's something that a lot of people, I feel, will be able to resonate with in one way or another.
That's really interesting.
Or they can in the future. Unfortunately, it's kind of life. People aren't around forever. But I just wanted to kind of dedicate a song to them and kind of
really
just kind of really appreciate
concept.
Them.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
And the way music works now is you don't need the success on day one. It builds, doesn't it? And the word gets around, and people say, "If you heard this or shares that Spotify."
Yeah.
Or,
like social media is it is really important.
It's great.
These days.
You've got control of that now. Fantastic stuff. Right. Well, thanks so much for calling up. Really,
really,
really
appreciate
it, especially after gigging last night. It sounds like that was great. A great gig as well. So you can grab the guitar there if you like. So we're heading towards the news at 10 o'clock. This is Mark O'Donnell, Mark O'Donnell Music. And this is his original track. As I say, listen to the lyrics. It might resonate with you. This is released this month. It's called Can't Go Back. And Mark, people can check you out on search Mark O'Donnell Music in all the usual places and find you, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, so here's Mark O'Donnell, Can't Go Back.
You didn't have it easy, no vouch for that. Always picked up the pieces, the most meaningful chats. Remembered every birthday, carried things I'll never know. I was almost too young. You would loved all my shows. It's almost like you never existed. Feels like my heart will never be mended. I just can't go back. Anytime there's nobody there to call home anymore. Ideations of doubt, I'm ambiguity constantly right in through that door. The sun will leave pain in my chest.
chest. So great, cause I know I was so damn blessed. I'll never go back there, cause it's home to another family, and that's killing me. Oh, take me there, roasted turf, you in your chair. The embers always glistening, young minds listening to the wise words you shared. Thursdays don't feel the same. I'd love someone to blame. Carved our names in the trees at 1,000 degrees. I wanna feel that again. I just can't go back. Anytime there's nobody there to call home anymore. Ideations of doubt, and ambiguity constantly flutter right in through that door. This unruly pain in my chest is so great, cause I know I was so damn blessed. I'll never go back there, cause it's home to another family, and that's killing me. That's killing me. Oh, that's killing me. Oh, your breath in the air, the way that you cared. Watching TV, life was so easy. So it seemed to me in my own memory.
Oh, well done, Mark. That's lovely.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate the setup. It makes all makes even more sense. Well done to you. Safe home. Have a fantastic Christmas to you and yours.